and then it has.
Trunk.
Okay. Let me see, if a girl, in, now this is an old term, a girl in the old days would, if she was going out to a party, you would say she was doing what? She was getting ready to go out to a party.
She.
Dressing up?
Oh, yes, you mean she's getting ready for a party?
Yeah.
Yes, she's dressing up.
Dressing up. Would you ever use, were there other terms, primping or dolling up, or terms like slang, terms like that?
Dressing up. Look how dressed up she is.
Uh-huh.
Dressing up.
That's the.
It sticks to dressing.
Okay.
Because I suppose you could use those, but it doesn't come easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not natural.
Okay. The small leather container, usually leather or maybe sometimes cloth, with a little clasp that a woman keeps her change in. It's called a change
purse.
Okay. And then what's the difference between that and then the larger thing that you put the...
Pocketbook.
Pocketbook. Would you call that a purse sometimes too?
Well, I suppose it has been called, but then if you are going to try a big one and a little purse,
okay.
A big pocketbook.
Okay. Then around her wrist, the woman will, like you have,
watch,
no,
chain,
watch,
bracelet.
Bracelet, okay. And let me see, around her neck, a woman will often have a
chain,
okay,
locket, lovely. Pearls.
Okay, or a string of beads.
Beads.
Okay. And then men, they used to wear to hold their pants up. Those
suspenders.
Okay, but nowadays they mainly wear them.
Yeah. Huh?
Did you ever call them galluses? Yeah.
Well, we called them galluses. In this way, Eugene Talmadge Memorial Hospital, that's named for old man, Eugene Talmadge, the senator's father,
uh-huh,
who was our governor. And he was the hateless governor we ever had. Oh, he was so prejudiced.
Mm.
He always wore red galluses. And every time he passed the nigger, he'd flop them. I don't know how the man lived.
Yeah.
He was so thoroughly disliked, except that many, many years ago, if a black person touched him, it would be a real riot, you know,
uh-huh,
a real riot.
I think a lot of politicians in the old days made a living off that, didn't
they? They sure did. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And to get a reputation like that, and then name a hospital for him and put it here, I don't think any of the other cities wanted it, tell you. I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's a good hospital now.
Yeah.
It has very fine people in it.
Okay. Let me see. What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay. And at the head of a bed, you put put your head on to rest.
Pillow.
Okay. And a thing that's bigger than a round thing like this that maybe is longer than a
bolster.
Okay. And if that goes from one side of the bed to the other, you say it goes what?
Well, across the bed.
Across the bed. Did you ever use slam across?
Slam across? Well, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Or jam across?
No, slam across. Slam across, but it's my bolster just goes across the bed.
Across the bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're very fine. I'd like to have one now, except I haven't got a big enough bed for one. I've never seen a small bolster.
Yeah.
They always went the whole length
very
of an old timey double bed.
Right. What kind of context would you use slam across? I think you used it out in the yard, but I don't remember exactly how you used it.
I can use slam a lot of ways. And slam across, yes. The land went slam to the back of that?
That's what you said, yes.
Slam to the other street.
Okay. Now, what about yonder? How would you use yonder?
Well, yonder she goes.
You mean a somewhere over there, distance, but not very specific, just that way.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
It's funny, you don't hear that much now. You used to.
No, no.
I know my father used to say, when will the children stop saying over yonder?